Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are nearing out the end of season 4, the last two Mishnahs here, the second to last Mishnah in chapter 6, Mishnah 11, Vav Yud Aleph here in this season with Rabbeinu Yonah. The commentary finished in chapter 5. Now it's the translation looking at chapter 6, talking about 5 acquisitions. Then God willing, we'll take our summer hiatus and God willing, come back with another commentary next season in the fall. Amir Tzashem Leneder. Chamisha Kinyanim Kana Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. God acquired 5 acquisitions in his world. The Elohim, and these are then Torah, Kinyan Echad. Torah is one acquisition. Shamayim Va'aretz, Kinyan Echad. Heaven and earth are one acquisition. Avraham, Kinyan Echad. Avraham is one acquisition. Yisrael, Kinyan Echad. Israel, the Jews are one acquisition, or the land itself. Beis HaMikdash, Kinyan Echad, the temple is one acquisition as well. How do we know that about all of these acquisitions? Torah, Minayin, Torah, where do we know this from? Daksiv, because it's written, Hashem, Kanani, Reshis, Darko, Kedem, Mifalav, Me'az, Shamai. So it says, God acquired me as the beginning of his way before his deeds of old. Shamai, V'aretz, Minayim. How do we know about heaven and earth? As it is written, Daksiv, Kolamar, Hashem, Hashemayim, Kisiv, V'aretz, Adom, Ragli, Ezebayis, Asher, Divna, Levi, Menuchasi. That comes from the prophet. So says Hashem, the heavens are my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house then can you build for me? And where is my place of rest? That comes from Yeshaya. And we know about the next one where it says, V'omer, marabu ma'asech, Hashem klam l'chach ma'asizu mal'arz k'ninecha. Of course, that is the introductory phrase after we wake up in the morning, after we say Moda Ani, but another very famous phrase about the wondrous works of Hashem. How many are your works, Hashem? You have made them all with wisdom. The earth is filled with your acquisitions. How do we know about Avraham? Avraham minayin d'ksiv, because it's written, Vayivarcheyu vayomar baruch Avraham le'kel elyon konei shamayim v'aretz. And he blessed him and he said, blessed be Avram to God Most High, acquirer of heaven and earth. How do we know about Israel, the Jewish people and the land? Diksiv ad yavor amach Hashem ad yavor amzukadisa. Meaning, until your nation God has shall pass, until this nation you have acquired shall pass. And it also says, V'omer l'kadosh m'asher b'aretz heme v'adiri kol chevzebam. And it also says to the holy whore upon earth, the noble ones in whom all is all my delight. And how do we know about the temple? Beis HaMikdash Minayin Diksiv Machon Neshivtecha Po'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kananu Yadecha. And it says, the place for your dwelling that you Hashem have achieved, the Mishkan Lord that your hands have established, that comes from Shemos. Vayomer Vayivim El Gavul Kadsho Harze Kansa Yimino. And he brought them to his holy domain, this mount his right hand has acquired. So there are 5 major acquisitions that we talk about that Hashem acquired himself. You know, the Torah itself is the foundation of the world. It's the blueprint. It's the guidebook of our whole life. We have to live our whole life by it. The heaven and earth, what we live on, the earth that we live on, it was acquired by Hashem, set up by Hashem, and given to us by Hashem. And we know Avram, who is the progenitor, the original forefather of the Jewish people, was acquired by Hashem, and the Jews and the Israel itself was acquired by Hashem, and of course the temple itself. We have to make sure to ensure that we abide by all of these things, that we make sure to practice all of these things, that we're having a life, living a life majorly through the ideals of the Torah. We have to live a life where we understand we're on this earth to do good things. I apologize for my allergies. We have to live a life where we try to understand that we're the Jewish people and that we are the people of Israel and that we belong in Israel. We should think how we can get there as soon as we can get there, whatever way we could contribute to our land, to our people, and realize that we come from Avram, the original Ivri, the original person that was against the world, even though the world seems crazy. Even though the world seems against us, even the world has morals that are lacking, that are morally corrupt, even though there are people that are corrupt, we have to stand by the beautiful ideals of the Torah, the beautiful ideals of Hashem, and then hopefully we'll be able to acquire that temple again, the third temple, the everlasting temple, which we should be zochah to have speedily in our days, that Hashem should give to us, allow to us to come speedily in our days, the five acquisitions mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Join us next time as we finish off season four here on the PAL, talking about how everything in this world was created by Hashem for the glory of Hashem, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.